The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Tonight we want to look at My Shifting Time Is Now. My Shifting Time Is Now. We are combining My Time Is Now to the shift. So we have My Shifting Time Is Now. We were in Now is my time. And by the grace of God, on 31st, we have the shifting of mantles. And we had a strong word that that was a month for shift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore, tonight's theme is My Shifting Time Is Now. My Shifting Now. We are looking at Genesis chapter 31. Verses 1. 7 to 10. Genesis 31, verse 1, and then 7 to 10. I read. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our fathers, and from what was our fathers, he has acquired all this wealth. Verse 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Verse 7. Yet your father has deceived me. No, let me start from verse 6. And you know that with all my might I have served your father. 7. Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. 8. If he said thus, the speckle shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore speckled. And if he said thus, the streak shall be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked. So God has taken away the livestock of your father and has given them to me. Verse 10. And it happened at the time when flocks conceived that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream. If you have your Bible, you can underline that. I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream. And behold, the rams which leaped upon the flocks were streaked, speckled, and gray spotted. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're looking at Genesis chapter 31. Jacob has been staying with his uncle Laban.
Jacob no need to work for Laban at now.
He has stayed with him for some time.
And then at America Cremo.
And from this passage, it gives us an idea of what Jacob was going through. So one of the things we saw in verse 1 was the complaint of the children. The complaint of the sons that Jacob had taken everything that belongs to their father. But that gives you an idea if you want to look at the complaint of the before. That means that there was a complaint of now and there was a complaint of before. What was the complaint of before? Jacob is a useless guy. Jacob has nothing. Jacob is just working and there is nothing to show. But fast forward. In Genesis 31 verse 1, Jacob heard the sons complaining, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. Everything that is for our father now belongs to Jacob. And they had a problem with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But within that passage, Jacob now tells us how he came to acquire those things. He did not acquire it through an illegal means. He did not steal from the father. But in a dream, an angel spoke to him and told him how to make life. I pray that after today, an angel will speak to you and tell you how to make life. I pray that after today, you will meet an angel, whether in a dream or out of a dream, but you will meet somebody who will speak to you and tell you how to make life. For the years past, what has Jacob been going through?
And then Jacob of Femo.
He said, you know that with all my might I have served your father.
When he said,
this is somebody's situation.
That
with all your might you have pushed the adventure. With all your might you have put in to do that work.
Yes, I
do
want to answer my
said. But with all your might, it has not yielded anything. So Jacob continued. He said, yet your father has deceived me. So even though Jacob was giving his best, he was not receiving a just reward. Although Bible says that a worker deserves his what? His just salary.
And
but he did not get his just reward. He got a deception. And Bible says for 10 times his wages was changed. For 10 times his wages was changed. I can't tell you that it was changed up. But if he says it was changed, that means that it was changed downwards. So for 10 times, Jacob was seen as somebody who can never make it. Because he worked with a cheat. Forget about the marriage of the children. But this was when he was working for Laban. For 10 times the wages was changed. You have put in your best, but you are not getting the best result. You have put in the best, but you are not getting the best result. Change always cries for a thinking and for an action. So, for that time, Jacob would always be praying, crying, and thinking.
And if he's abreno, or one prayer, or drinking, and now, oh, susu no beho.
Remember, weeping does not solve problems.
And I can see, sir, it's so hoy, and fat.
Weeping does not bring an end to a man. You can cry a full bucket. When you wake up, it is the same. Weeping and drinking goes along the same line. Because you can drink your problems off. But when you wake up, the problem will still be staring at you. And therefore, you bury your head to cry. When you lift up your head, the situation will still be the same. So weeping and drinking does not solve matters. But Jacob had to enter into thinking. What can I do to change my situation? What can I do to change my situation? What can I do to cause a shift? And as he began asking such questions, because Remember when he was going to Laban's house. He had already had a dream where he saw God. Where he saw angels ascending and descending. And he called that place Bethel. Therefore, somebody who had a sure promise enters into a house and he knows that life will be good. Unfortunately, life turns out worse. And therefore, he will need to question some things. But this is where the shift comes in. An angel of the Lord appears. And the angel tells him, when you do it this way, you will get this result. When you do it this way, you will get this result. Tonight I am here to tell you that this shift will happen. That the shift we're talking about will happen. The shift we're talking about is not just a word. But there is something that is going to happen. And therefore, it is time you stop crying and begin to think. It is time you, as you pray, you begin to think. Because you are going to see some things. And when the angel spoke to him, Jacob now had to take action. When the angel spoke to him, Jacob had to take action. If Jacob woke up and said it was just a, what would have happened to Jacob? It will still have been the same issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Within this time, you will be getting informations. And those informations are the informations that are bringing about your shift. Don't say it does not matter.
Oh, man, even
when you don't understand, seek for clarification. Because something good is coming your way. 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 Jacob did not meet a man. He did not meet a stranger. He only met an angel in a dream. He did not meet the angel physically. But he met the angel in a dream. And when he woke up, he did not say this is just a mere dream. The angel told him how to get his own animals. How to get his just wage. And at the end of the day, in verse 1, the sons of Laban started complaining. That Jacob has taken all.
Oh, Jacob,
when you look at this passage carefully, it is like a reverse. It starts before the verse 1 starts.
Now, over here, I say, yeah, I say, I connect in if you say, I say, now, can be more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He met an angel who showed him his future.
Now, I'm sure before I
that. And within that future, when he took action, that future became his now.
Now, and I'm sad that you know, oh, fed you may be no, and all your sweat
you may not. Tonight, I pray for you that you will meet an angel who will show you the future. And as you think through, it will give you your now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pray. Bow down your heads. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord.
Thank God.
The Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you. We thank you for an opportunity to gather in your temple. An opportunity to see your shift. An opportunity that, Lord, you are bringing our way. Father, we do not take this time for granted. It is a time we welcome. It is a time we appreciate. It is a time we are happy. Because, Lord, something new is going to happen. A shift is going to happen in our lives. A change is going to take place. And therefore, Father, we are grateful. We are grateful for tonight. We are grateful for tonight.
Yes, O Lord.
We are grateful for tonight. We are grateful for tonight.
We are grateful
for tonight. We are grateful for tonight.
We are grateful for tonight.
We are grateful for tonight.
We are
grateful for tonight.
We are grateful
for tonight.
We are grateful.
In the name of Jesus, want to declare the blood, then we move into action. Heavenly Father,
I say, "Ejo wasro."
Tonight, I thank you.
Enyumri
I thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaks. The blood that redeems. The blood that cleanses. Tonight, let the blood redeem. Tonight, let the blood cleanse me. Tonight, let the blood speak. Somebody begin to pray.
We declare the blood. We declare the blood. I am redeemed by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. I am washed by the blood. I am justified by the blood. Qualified by the blood. Cleansed by the blood. We enter by the blood. We be clean by the blood. Let the blood speak the night to us. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. The blood.
Jesus, in Jesus' name, Amen. In verse 1, what were the brothers doing? Or what were the sons of Laban doing? Their job was to bring a confusion between their father and
Jacob.
Because they said, he has acquired all the wealth. He has taken everything. And therefore, there was a problem. Tonight, we want to pray. That anyone who has been assigned, to stop my shift, we are clearing that person off by blood and by fire.
Amen.
Thank God at that time, Jacob had already gotten the wealth.
So their
complaint was too late. But if they had come earlier, they would have stopped Jacob. Say, my heavenly Father,
my
heavenly Father,
anyone
who has been sent,
who has been sent
to stop my shift tonight, I stop them. blood and fire, somebody begin to pray. Anyone who has been sent, anyone who has an assignment in my life, to stop my shame tonight, as By blood of fire. I am the Lord.
In Jesus' name, say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
frustrate,
frustrate,
and disappoint,
The
evil expectations, of my enemies,
This month is for shift. Obi any that's one is a ube jina bebia ujinana. What was the intention of the sons of Laban complaining?
Their
intention was to destroy Jacob.
Anyone
who want to frustrate and disappoint, their evil expectations.
Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord, frustrate,
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 and
disappoint
the evil expectations.
Of
my enemies.
Of my
somebody
enemies.
Begin to clap and pray. Tonight, Lord, frustrate and disappoint. Frustrate and disappoint. Frustrate and disappoint. The evil expectation. The evil expectation of my enemies. Frustrate, Lord. Frustrate, Lord. Father, as I clap tonight, Lord, may the evil expectations of my enemies be frustrated. May the evil expectations of my enemies be disappointed, frustrate and disappoint them, Lord. Frustrate and disappoint them, Lord. Frustrate and disappoint them, Lord. Ayatana Baba. Nikarabala Masadaba. Rekaba. Sakra Sadadaba. Rekaba Sadadaba. Ayala Bala Baba. Repet Sadaba. Rakatana Baba. Frustrate, 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 and disappoint, the evil expectations of my enemies, the evil expectations of my enemies, the evil expectations of my enemies, frustrate and disappoint them, frustrate and Frustrated and disappointed.
Frustrate them, Lord. They are worried. They are conspiracy. They are planned. Frustrate them. In their gathering, in their meeting, in their conspiracy, frustrate the evil intention. Lord, frustrate.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, centering on ourselves. We are looking at ourselves. Say, Heavenly Father, throw light, into my September. We are going to go a prayer line. From the passage we read, those who came late, Genesis 31, verse 1, 6 to 10, it was about the way Jacob made it. The way Jacob experienced the shift. Before Jacob could experience a shift, the Lord had to throw a light so that he could see his way. From tonight, somebody will begin to see your way.
Amen.
You begin to see your way.
Amen.
You begin to see your way.
Amen.
It will not be dark. You will see.
Amen.
It will not be dark.
Amen.
You will see.
Amen.
One verse down. It will not be dark.
Amen.
You will see.
Amen.
You will see.
Amen.
Formerly you said me wishy. But now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Throw light.
Throw light.
Throw your light.
Blow your light.
Throw your light.
Blow your light.
Into my September.
Into my September.
Throw your light.
Blow your light.
Into my September.
Into my
September. Somebody begin to pray.
Blow your light.
Throw your light.
Throw your light.
Blow your light. Father, throw your light.
Father, blow your light.
Into my September.
Into my September.
Throw your light.
Blow your light, Lord. 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 Into my September.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
open my eyes,
open my
to
eyes,
see my shift,
to 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 see my shift. Somebody begin to pray.
Open my eyes.
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 Open
to see my shift, to see my shift,
to see my shift,
to see my
shift,
to see my shift,
my
to see my shift,
my
to see my shift, open my eyes,
my shift,
open, open, open,
open,
I allow myself.
My shift, Lord. Don't say, Lord.
Open my eyes. To see my shape, to see my shape, to see my shape, to see my shape.
Open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Here they take it. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. To see my September, Lord. In Kaban de la Baba. Le Baba Baba. Ile Bebe Lebe Lebe. Yelo Baba Le Baba. Masere Bebe 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 Bebe. Open my eyes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank God our Father is in the house. Shall we clap for our Father? He will not understand. I am coming to say something. On 31st, when he was doing the crossover, he said, the Lord said, I should what? Touch. I should impact. He said, I should impact. Then we were all looking at the time. Because we saw that we have finished our crossover. So we should be closing. Then he started. Then he said, no, the Lord is saying that we should go deeper. And we went deeper. This morning, when I got this scripture yesterday and I was reading, I now understood what we did. Shall we clap for our Father?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It begins with a word.
If you are singing a psalm,
and when the Lord begins to throw light on the word, you will now see the word. And when you take that path, the shift will begin to come.
Amen.
The shift will begin to come.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of shift.
Amen.
Don't let anyone tell you something else. We are in the time of shift. If you don't accept it, you can be yourself. But life is going to shift in a faster mood from now.
Amen.
Life is going to change in a faster mood from now.
Amen.
We are in a time of shift.
Amen.
Somebody declare, I walk into my shift.
I walk into, my shift.
I walk begin into to pray. My shift. I walk into my shift.
I walk into my shift.
We are praying. We are praying. We are praying. I walk into my shift. I receive. This one looks like a prophetic word, but it is still prayer.
We at the same come to answer the same prayer.
Because somebody is going to shift from nothing into something.
Amen.
Somebody is going to shift from nothing into something.
Amen.
Say, I shift
from nothing
into something.
Into something.
I shift
from nothing
into something.
Into something.
Begin to pray now. Father, shift me from nothing into something. Father, shift me. Shift me. From nothing into something. From nothing into something. From nothing. If somebody does not understand me, we are praying Genesis 10 verse 1. When Jacob had not made it, nobody talked about him. But when he the son sat down to talk about him. This evening we are going to pray that the Lord will shift us from zero to hero.
Amen.
The Lord will shift you from zero to hero.
Amen.
From zero to hero.
Amen.
Father, shift me from zero to hero.
Father, shift me from zero to hero.
When Jacob entered Laban's house, or the Ninset to the Udaho. When Jacob ran away from his father's house,
he
took that is why on the way he slept on a stone as pillow.
He
entered Laban's house with nothing. With his 10 fingers. But a day came that the sons of Laban could talk about him. What had he experienced?
And then
he had experienced a shift. He came as zero. But by the time they were talking about him, he was a hero.
Amen.
I see you shift from zero to hero.
Amen.
I see you shift from zero to hero.
Amen.
I see you shift from zero to hero. Say, Heavenly Father, shift me. Shift me from zero to hero. And somebody begin to pray. I shift from zero to hero.
Libro Cotoria da Rababa, Rakabale Brekete, Yanderi Makabra, Boria Kabala,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A shift from minimum to maximum.
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 Amen.
Who was Jacob when he entered?
When Yakamro Remono,
he had nothing.
Not only he.
Because it is a shift minimum to maximum.
Amen.
Somebody receive that shift.
Say,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly
Father,
from
tonight,
from tonight,
shift
from
minimum
to maximum.
Minimum
to maximum.
And the last one.
That
a shift that will bring about a leap in your life.
Now, and since
I don't know whether you understand, Prophet American. A shift that will bring a leap. Because somebody is about to jump. You are 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 about to jump.
Amen.
You will not walk the normal walk they walk.
Yes, so
you will not walk the normal walk they walk.
Yes, so
if you listen to Jacob well,
okay,
he said, whenever Laban turns it this way,
yes,
then the angel will tell me, turn it that way.
Yes,
whenever Laban comes and says, I have changed my mind. In the night when I sleep, the angel will also come and tell me now you to turn it and do it this way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you get a leap.
Amen.
A leap. Heavenly Father,
tonight,
I pray for a shift.
I pray for a shift.
I will bring about a leap in my life. Somebody begin to pray.
Yes, Lord.
The way you understand it, you pray.
I pray for a shift, Lord.
Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth. He has taken all,
and he
has acquired all.
When you're in your hands,
he has taken all.
When
he has acquired all. Somebody from today is going to hear some people saying, you have taken all. And you have acquired all. You have taken all. And you have acquired all. You have taken all. And you have acquired all. How did you take it? How did you take it? Because the angel brought a shift in your life.
Amen.
Because the angel brought a shift in your life.
Amen.
This evening I see you shifting.
Amen.
This evening I see you shifting.
Amen.
This evening I see you shifting.
Amen.
I see you shifting.
Amen.
The shift begins from your mind.
Amen.
I see you shifting.
Amen.
Because the day Jacob saw it,
yes, so long.
The day the angel spoke to Jacob,
yes, so long.
The next morning when he woke up, he knew he was a rich man.
Yes.
He knew he was a rich man.
Amen.
I pray for you tonight.
Yes, so yes, Lord.
Now by the time you wake up tomorrow morning, you will know who you are.
Amen.
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 Somebody from tonight will not walk the same way again.
Amen.
That is why we prayed all that prayers.
Because
when your eyes are open and you see yourself,
now
and you see how high you are, when you wake up, you will tell yourself, I cannot be brought down again. When you wake up, you tell yourself that, Minseha.
Mr. Soro.
Minseha.
Crown.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From tonight and by tomorrow morning, somebody will understand what I said now.
Amen.
Say,
Amen.
By the time you open your eyes,
Jesus,
you will see that this is where God has placed me.
Amen.
Therefore, no power can bring me.
Jesus' down. Name.
Thank God.
Thank
God.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We for your power this evening. Thank you for your manifestation, Lord. Thank you for the release, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for tonight. Father, we begin by blessing you. And we also bless our Father, who you gave the word to, and he did not restrict, but gave the word. Because Father, you have brought us into a time that we are taking all, and we are acquiring all. Many will not understand, but they will take it. Israel never knew they will take all, but by the time they left Egypt, they have taken all. Israel never agreed with Moses that they will take all. But by that night when they were leaving, they had taken all. By that night, slaves have been changed to rich men. And Father, just as you said, men will be changed from zero to heroes. Men will be changed from minimum to maximum. Men will be changed to leap, a leap that people will say, how did it? Because Father, you are bringing a shift in our lives. We thank you for the shift. We receive the shift. And Father, may we begin to understand what you have done for us. May we begin to see what you have done for us. May we begin to understand where you are bringing us to. That from tonight, our words will change.
Amen.
Our thinking will change.
Amen.
Our life will change.
Amen.
Because you have brought us to a better place.
Yes,
we give you glory.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. I'll have